At last, slowly, like a creature awakening from slumber, Ship's eye grew transparent and then open. Abeloth floated out. She did not need a dais and wore no heavy robes. She wore, indeed, seemingly very little, which somehow managed to cover her more than modestly, a diaphanous draping that caught the breeze and fluttered just so. She had chosen her golden-haired female form, with wise gray eyes, and a slight smile was on her lips. She lifted her arms and tilted her head, and the breeze played with her flowing fair locks as she floated gently to the ground. Kai glanced at Vol. He neither sensed nor saw discomfort in the old man as he rode the dais to the ground next to Abeloth, but he knew that Vol had to be annoyed, at the very least. It was going to be a very interesting day. The two powerful masters of the dark side landed almost simultaneously, a meter away from each other. Abeloth waved to the crowds, who were applauding enthusiastically, few of them as aware as Kai was of the tension between the two leaders. Vol, as the host, made the first gesture, moving toward Abeloth with hands outstretched. She turned pleasantly, smiling, and clasped his hands in her own.
"For far too long," Vol said,
his voice carrying easily,
"the Lost Tribe has slumbered on Kesh. While this is and will always be our true home, it is but one of many. For soon, worlds uncountable shall be ours. The last 3 years have seen staggering changes, and today marks perhaps the most significant one since Ship first appeared in the skies of Kesh, informing us of the galaxy that awaited us, and assisting us in freeing ourselves from the confines, however pleasant, of our world."
He turned his sharp face with its prominent beak-like nose again to Abeloth, smiling with what seemed like genuine warmth.
"On this day, we, the Lost Tribe, welcome one who was once our enemy. We are powerful and strong, and so is our honored guest. By allying with Abeloth today, we lay the foundation for a brighter future for our younglings. The universe is vast, but soon it will be ours. The Lost Tribes and Abeloth's. Our enemies shall fall beneath us or flee in terror, and the Sith, with our dear friend by our side, will rule everything that catches our eye. I ask you, my fellow tribe members, join me in welcoming Abeloth."
He suddenly dropped Abeloth's hands and raised his own in an inviting gesture. From every direction, birds suddenly emerged in a flurry of color and rapidly beating wings. Each of them carried a small flower, and they dipped and darted over the crowd, releasing their colorful, sweet-smelling gifts. Kai recognized the flower. It was called the Sith Victory. It attracted not flying insects to pollinate it, but ground insects. It emitted the sweetest scent of its brief life, not when it bloomed on the bush, but when it was pinched hard, or better yet, crushed under one's foot. Laughing, Laka caught three of the lovely yellow flowers, crushed them, and sniffed happily at the scent. The flower was commonly known, and everyone was destroying the blooms all around Kai. Abeloth looked a trifle puzzled, lifting a blossom to her delicate nose and shaking her head at the lack of scent. Kai watched as Vol instructed her, and she gave a slow smile, pinching the flower with exaggerated vigor. A shudder of apprehension shivered through Gavar Kai, and he wondered if the Sith Victory Flower was aptly or poorly named.